Hey, Master Souls. So today we are talking about one of my favorite topics, which is actually cosmic crockpots. I know it sounds crazy, but it's the number one tool that I have created in my life to help me be more focused, more consistent, and more on target with the downloads that I get. See, most intuitives that I know have this multi-passionate thing going on where we get all of these insights, all of these inputs, all of these amazing ideas, and they all feel really exciting and really in alignment. But what happens when we're getting all this input is that we don't always know where to begin. We don't always know where to focus. So either we're getting into overwhelm and not creating anything at all because it's just too much and too big, or the reverse is happening where we're hopping from one thing to the next without really digging in deep and doing that one or two things that will make all of the difference. The great news is that the more you work with intuition, the more insight and input and downloads you will receive. The bad news is that means that we're about to open Pandora's box and all of these things are going to come swarming out at us. So this tool, this cosmic crockpot, is the thing that I use nearly every single day, every time I get a new idea, every time I get a new insight. Because what happens when we are inundated with ideas and we hold on to them, or we try chasing after them, or we say, oh, that's a really good, precious little baby gem, and we try to nurture it right away? What happens is we're actually leading from a place of lack and limitation. And lack and limitation also, you know, it's that fear of missing out, that FOMO, right? It places us into a place of lack and limitation that we'll never get such a good idea again, that we're so afraid that it'll go away that we have to act on it right now, or it's so precious we have to hold on to it really tightly until we're ready to do it. That's all lack and limitation. And the first thing that we want to start really emphasizing here in Master Soul University is to come from a place of abundance and prosperity, in a place where we don't have to hold on out of fear. We can come from a place of trust. And so as those ideas come in, we take them and we say, thank you so much. This is a brilliant idea and I would love to do this. And I'm going to release it for now. I'm going to place it into this cosmic crock pot to let it cook. Because when something's in a crock pot, it just cooks on its own. The universe is taking care of the cooking for you. And when it's ready, you can start to smell it. And it starts to like kind of be like, ooh, are you hungry yet? Are you hungry yet? Until it's ready to be eaten, until it's ripe. Then, and only then, do we get to open that lid and play with it and start really creating it. You know, Master Soul University was actually a download that I had over a year ago, and I stuck it in my crock pot. I said, oh my gosh, that'd be so much fun. And let's face it, I could have created it right then, and my former self would have. But I put it in the crock pot and I trusted that when the time was right, when I was ready to hold the vibration of Master Soul University in the way that I truly envisioned it being held, then it would be ready. Then I could act on it. Then I could move forward powerfully and really focus in on what needed to happen to create this space. It took a year in the crock pot to be ready. But when it was, I hopped on it and I dug in. The other thing that putting these ideas into the crock pot will really do for you is it will help you actually release a lot of stored energy, because you don't realize it, but every time you have an idea and you hold on to it, you're tying up some of your energetic resources into the holding of this, which means that there's less room to actually create stuff. It's almost like you're holding with one hand and you're trying to create with the other, and you're trying to tie your shoes with one hand, and that's a lot more difficult. If we simply release these ideas, place them in the crock pot and trust that they'll be there when they're ready, or they will go away because they were not really right for us, then we have both hands with which to create. We release energy back into the world, and whatever it is that we're trying to create becomes that much easier. The cosmic crockpot is an exercise in trust and release. Trust and release. And that's a theme that you're going to be hearing forever in Master Soul University, is trust and release. Be okay with the downloads. Be excited for the downloads. Don't touch the downloads. Set it aside. See, all of us, you know, we get all of these ideas, and it's like we're trying to cook them all ourselves on the stovetop, but the stovetop only has a few burners. You could only cook so much at once. Meanwhile, if you've got all this other food prepped and ready to go, it's sitting there not being cooked on those burners. So let the universe take care of it. Stick it in the crock pot and let it cook itself until it's ready for you to engage and really dive in. So I guarantee you guys are going to have a lot of questions about this cosmic crock pots. This is a really brief introduction to it, but let's play with it. The first thing I want you to do is go download the worksheet. Now, the worksheet for the cosmic crock pot is really simple. It's a list. And if you don't want to use the worksheet, open up your journal and start writing about all of the ideas that you've had throughout your life. From, you know, these little ones that are like, gosh, someday I should write a book about bananas, to, you know, I want to run a program like Master Soul University, or, you know, I want to have all of these clients and I want to have 5 billion readers of my book, or whatever it is, all of these investors in my business. I want to, you know, go international. All of these ideas that you have had for your business or your creation cycle, start downloading them. In the process of downloading, what's happening is you're testing how ripe that idea is, and you get to make a choice. You can either say, I love this idea and I'm not ready for it yet, so I'm going to set it in the crock pot. Or this idea no longer resonates with me and I can release it so that someone else can create it. Or, oh my gosh, I really want to do this idea right now. In which case, set it in the crock pot overnight. Which sounds counterintuitive, but let it simmer one more day. Because when you're in the idea download stage, everything's going to feel really exciting. And again, the last thing we want to do is feel overwhelmed, because overwhelm is also another sign of being in that lack and limitations place. When we're in the lack and limitation, remember, that blocks our abundance and prosperity. So even if the idea feels really ripe today as you're doing your downloads, or this week as you're downloading everything, don't act on it just yet. Put it back in the crock pot and trust that right now, all you're doing is releasing all of the little ideas that you've been holding on to, so that tomorrow you can have both hands to play with the thing that's really ripe. So go to our group on Facebook and please start asking your questions about the crock pot, about how it works. It's really nothing more than a visual way for you to be like, okay, I have this idea, I'm going to set it aside and I'm going to trust that it's going to cook itself. Okay, ask your questions, post your comments, and I would love to hear about the ideas that you guys are downloading and some of the really juicy insights that you're going to have throughout this process. So share your lists, share your ideas, ask your questions, and I'll see you inside. Love you.